A couple of hours from now, President Obama will talk about jobs before a chamber of lawmakers who all have jobs, but of course his audience is much larger. Unemployed people across the country will be listening. NPR's Ari Shapiro has been outside of Washington talking with people who are sympathetic to Mr. Obama, but struggling economically. He sent this story from a city where 14% of people are looking for work.
It's no exaggeration to say that Darren Enns is at the bullseye of America's unemployment problem. Nevada has the highest unemployment rate in the country. Las Vegas has the highest jobless rate in Nevada. And in Las Vegas, the construction industry has it worst of all. And that's where Darren Enns sits. He's with the Southern Nevada Building and Construction Trades Council, an organization that coordinates all the construction workers' unions.
When I say that we are upwards of 60 to 70% unemployment in the construction industry in Las Vegas, you know, most people maybe think I'm over-exaggerating, but I'm not. I wish I were.
Enns was trained to work in plaster. Since 2007, he has watched friends and relatives, the people he admired as heroes in the field when he was a beginner, now desperate to find work.
They're on a roller coaster that they can't get off of. And it's tough being broke, but it's even harder to not have any hope.
And do people have no hope?
After 3 or 4 years, it starts to become where people have no hope.
Well, that brings us to the politicians who say they have plans to create millions of jobs. Does that give people any hope?
Honestly, we've been hearing that for 4 years. My greatest desire would be for someone to prove me wrong. Prove me wrong that there is no hope.
Unions are traditionally a foundation of the Democratic Party's base, but for construction workers in Nevada, the lifeline from Washington feels frayed and worn. A few miles across town feels like a world away. This is the next generation of workers. It's Rush Week at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Just outside the student union, fraternity and sorority members in color-coordinated T-shirts are recruiting. But even here, the unemployment crisis is real. Sam Schumack is a senior political science major at UNLV.
Everybody's worried about it now because nobody's hiring, no matter what your major is.
One student told me he's slow walking his graduation, hoping to spend 5 or 6 years in college to postpone entering the job market until things get better. Another student, Johnny Dominguez, is looking at law school out of state.
No one's going to want to, you know, employ somebody if there's no jobs. And that's one of my biggest things, is to help out my community here at, you know, Las Vegas. And if there's nothing for me to do, I have to take my talents elsewhere.
He thinks politicians in Washington could solve this problem if they really wanted to. They just seem unwilling to work together.
I think the whole system's pretty much broken. I can't really say that Obama messed it up, or I can't really say that the Republicans did anything. I think it just, over time, it was bound to happen.
But even here in Las Vegas, the unemployment crisis is not universal. A year and a half ago, Jennifer Cornthwaite made the jump from employee to employer. She opened a downtown coffee shop called The Beat. And when she set out to hire people, she was shocked.
I have a really difficult time finding people that are really excited, really, you know, eager to work.
She says there just isn't a match between the skills and experience of the people looking for work and the job openings that she's had. Bricklayers are generally not eager to become baristas. Cornthwaite, who describes herself as a card-carrying Democrat, says running a small business has changed her view of Washington. People think the president can fix big problems, but she no longer believes it.
They think that there's going to be a difference from, like, say, Thursday when the president gives his speech, and Friday we're going to all wake up and, like, something's going to change. But at the end of the day, you know, the next week will come and go, and it's just going to be the people that are, like, getting up every day working, trying to make something better. That's the real change.
Tonight, President Obama hopes to convince Americans that Washington can still make a positive difference. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Las Vegas.